This is a story about an aunt named Jane and how she found herself on a Miami-bound airplane. It was a lucky accident, really. She never meant to go. And it's a true story. Jane herself told me so in a little aunt voice. Now ants are small, they love to crawl. And one morning Jane's whole family crawled into the kitchens of TWA Airlines. That's where they make the food. And though Jane's family didn't mean to be rude, they were hungry, real hungry. Jane's father and mother and her little brother crawled over to where the cooks were making spaghetti. And when it was ready, they started eating like there was no tomorrow. And though Jane wanted to eat, she really wanted something sweet. And when she felt it was okay, she jumped down to the brownie tray, and that's where she did stay for most of the day. And then the guys who load the food on the plane, they took away the tray with Jane and wrapped the whole thing in cellophane. Now a guy named Juan in seat 33A was lucky to have received the tray with the brownie underneath which Jane was hiding. Now Juan is a conga drum player in a Cuban band, and soon Jane crawled up his hand, up his arm, safe from harm. As she jumped into Juan's pocket, well, that plane just took off like a rocket. It was evening when the plane touched down, safely on the Florida ground, and soon Jane would hear the sound of Cuban music in the night. Juan loaded his drums in his car, and they hadn't really gone too far when they got to a Latin cafe where Juan and his band would soon play music that would drive the people wild. Well, at 1 o'clock, Jane popped her head out of Juan's shirt. The music was so loud it almost hurt, and she could hear the people clapping and singing. And she rocked the night away just like that. Soon after that, Jane fell asleep. She laid back down in the pocket where Juan did keep a little piece of soft, fuzzy Kleenex. She used that for a pillow. And later when Jane woke up, she stuck her head out of Juan's pocket and looked at the cup of coffee Juan was drinking. And she looked around and started thinking. Said Jane, this is the same airplane that I was on yesterday. And there's the tray, and there's a brownie served the very same way. And she scrambled down Juan's arm to take a bite. Well, soon after they touched down, the cleaning crew came around and took the tray and Jane away to the kitchens of TWA. And there was Jane's father and mother and little baby brother. And soon they was all hugging each other. They were so happy to be together again as a whole family. Well, that was the story about an aunt named Jane, how she found herself on an airplane. I hope you liked it.